Blog Talk Radio.
Especially between the three of you guys, well, girls and guys, you will answer the questions, and you're trying to beat each other because ATAZP got some money on this, and I'm putting a new shiny $20 bill out for you guys, whoever wins this competition. A $20 bill, and we are in a recession, so please bear with me. Down anyway, again, Rolanda.
Okay, I am going to go with, he said 80.
Mm-hmm.
Characters in movies. There are a lot of women actresses in movies, so I'm going to say slightly lower than that. And I'm going to go, look, I sound like I'm on the Million Dollar
Jeopardy, hell yeah.
Look, I would like to ask the audience. Oh, okay.
She bought it. So I really enjoyed it, and I walked up in the line. I know we had never met before in person, talked to her many times.
It was awesome to meet you.
Yeah, same here. And I'm just, like I said, when you get your church, you need to let me know. And I know, hey, when you speak it in existence, you know, you speak it, it comes into existence. So I'm just saying, when you get your church, don't worry, I'm gonna know anyway. It'll be on one of these websites. I'll be like, well, I guess I'm going to our church right now.
That's funny. But I truly appreciate you for that, because I just thank you for that support, because I was a ball of nerves, but God moves, you know.
How wife to be looks. I mean, I need to know what Miss TAZ is going to look like.
I have a picture, yes, here.
All women have their backs turned in a long Indian dress. Which back is hers?
The big back, yes.
Man, she's got a big Nagami. Carrying over the threshold, I may need a wheelbarrow.
You black man like big box? I heard song, baby got the back, baby got the back. I like big butts, and I can't
hold up. Hold up, sir. Money a lot.
Version. I should have sent y'all the new version, but it's cool.
Hey, I got a question. What promoted to put that down tone all the way through there? I'm like, I said, oh my God, they done hooked the down tone up. Now,
it was my idea, because I'm like, I want people to almost find it annoying. Like, damn, I sure hear that a lot, because, I mean, you hear it a lot anyway on your phone, but it's like to hear it through a song. It's like, damn.
Yeah. 20, 30 minutes. If you go on 30 minutes out of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, because I did it. All the way through Superville, me and Billy Anderson drove 70 miles an hour, made it in 30 minutes downtown Pittsburgh. Tri-state area where Pittsburgh, West Virginia, and Ohio meet on the river. Shoot 'em up, bang bang town. Mini Chicago is what they call it. Yeah. Death all around, and anything about ready to jump off at any time.
For real.
Yeah, and that's the place we call home.
Wow. And you call it that with purpose.
With purpose and meaning, because my mom and dad's there. We didn't have no money. And here's the speech I gave DJ. We ain't got no money. All I got is $40 for gas. That's when gas was low. We ain't talking about just now, right? We talking about years ago in 96, 97, early 97.
Yeah. At least 20 years ago.
Okay.
And gas was low. You could ride $40 and go all the way back down south. That's why I only got $40. We can't eat. No, we can't eat. I said, I know this girl in Louisville, and if she don't look good, we ain't staying here. But if she look good, I'm going to ask her to cook us something. So the whole time, man, you're going, please look good. Please. Mr. Turner, let's get this in the movie. For real. I'm for real than a mug. Let's get this in the movie and get one of these young an up and coming hip hop artist to play Chris.
I agree, and that's what we're shooting for too, and just being able to tell, you know, give an alternate, you know, an alternate to our story in terms of hip hop. So
correct. Well, I appreciate you for coming on. Like I said, I will stay in contact with you and definitely check on you from time to time. And when that next book come out, my brother, make sure you hit me up so I can get a hold of it. I'm one of your number one fans now.
Oh, man, I appreciate it. Listen, I'm a fan of the show, too. This is, you know, probably one of the best interviews I've had. You guys are, you know, absolutely great. I appreciate you. I appreciate everything you do. These type of venues are absolutely important because it helps artists such as myself, you know, for us to get to that next level.
What breeds really?
Never go back.
Truly,
here is a lesson I wanna teach.
Girl, I'm still waiting. Practice what you preach.
Oh,
yeah,
Lord.
Just like I said, I seen you coming through that door with that pretty smile. Debbie, don't hit me in the head with a brick. It's just entertainment, girl. Just entertainment.
Stuck in Atlanta, trying to drive, and the battery went out. I called you. Because back then they had car phones. We didn't have no cell phone. We used that car phone, and it was dying. It was on its last end. I said, come hit me, because your girl is cold out here. We were stuck. I said, I'm stuck on 85. I don't know where we at. It was dark out that way. Come get me. Everybody else I see on the line, DJ, you in the house?
I'm here, babe.
ATAZP. I know I rarely play that intro, but that's for people who call in late. And you know I got a lot of black people on my show, and they always calling in late. So that's to stretch out the time so they can call in. And, oh, I got a show. I got a call. Yes, that's one of the long intros, different spots from all the different shows I've done and how crazy we be acting. This is another reading of the Darkensville Deeds, which I wrote. I have on the line my sister who grew up with the story.
Hey, everybody. I was laughing at the opening.
I know you were screaming.
Yeah.
It's from different shows.
You know, when you was guessing the TV show, and you said Jeopardy. She said, I'd like to ask the audience. Oh,
for a bow. That was Rolanda. Remember her?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was her.
Yeah,
she called in one night. Yeah, we acted a fool that night. And that's on the grown folks quiz that we need to do again. We do a grown folks quiz on this show too, as well as interview artists and read novels, which we are doing tonight. So I'm going to give a update from the last time we was on. Donald S. Darkens, he came back into town from Alaska after getting $1 billion. There was like $1 billion contest by this billionaire who was dead, but he liked to play games all the time. And in his will, he gave away part of his $1 billion for some competition in Alaska. And that's why Donald S. Darkens went up there. Also, Clint Berm went up there, and they got a share of that $1 billion. And they came back to New York local. Wanda Glaze and Charmaine Robinson, they came back to New York local, back from a movie. They were making a movie in L.A. Clint is doing business with Selvis Q. Selvis Q is Donald S. Darkens' son. And they're doing business by starting an art exhibit for a week so they can make money and bring the city together, more together. A black art exhibit, that is. Wanda and Charmaine have Linton Cole managing the restaurant Esparellas. Darkens he has to continue to fake his own death, because when he came back, he was supposed to be dead, and he faked his own death, and he's still at his mansion, but he had a couple construction companies in the last story come through and build him an underground home, which is way larger than the home that's on top of it. Juan Escapez comes back into town after being in prison, but somebody else died in his stead. They looked so much alike that they thought it was him, but it wasn't, and he's out of jail on that other guy's sentence, which was way shorter than his. Johnny Wonder, he comes back into town to build Trix Corporation, which is Clint's corporation, to build a Trix complex. And he also comes back to be with Sharon Glaives, who is Wanda's mother. Amuda Jones, she's in town again and has her baby boy with her. And the boy is by Darkins. Of course, she still thinks Darkins is dead. Tammy Rollins and Clint are a couple. Tammy Rollins is the daughter of Paul Rollins, who owns a soda factory. And Ann Fletcher is with Wanda and Charmaine as their agent. And she's the one who's hooking them up, getting the different interviews and things together after they made this movie. So here we go on page 28, and I will start it and read one scene, and after the scene, we'll discuss it.
Okay.
At the above standard restaurant, everything is looking great. Everything is looking great, Charmaine. Lennon is on top of Esperella's, and the Club Indigo opening is in a few days. Wanda Glaives spoke ecstatically. Charmaine Robinson nodded her head in agreement. Yes, it is going great. Now, what do we do with Candy? I've been thinking about that. We are in agreement with no more booty shaking, right? Wanda took a sip of her soda water as the waiter came to the table with two plates of shrimp salads. Thank you, sir, Charmaine responded. Then she looked at Wanda and said, no, no more booty shaking unless it's behind closed doors for real. So Wanda looked in her purse, pulled out a business card. I received this in the mail the other day. Charmaine took the card. A jazz, a gospel club? What? This is different, and it's in Pennsylvania? How did you get this? My friend and your friend at Penn State. Billy D. Harris, Charmaine yelled out. Wanda just smiled as she put some shrimp in her mouth. Girl, so he wrote you? Yes, he did. He was writing to tell me how sorry he was for the situation with that Amuda bitch Jones put us in. And he offered to take me to his club whenever I decide to come see him, Wanda informed her. Cool. So how do you think AD will feel about this club? I'm sure he would be down with it. Christian folks spend money, if not more than sinners, Wanda assured her. You are so right about that, Wanda, Charmaine laughed. Right in front of their table, a young man looks at Charmaine. Excuse me, Miss Robinson, do you remember me? Charmaine took a look at the young black guy. You're the fan that bought me those flowers at the last Club Indigo taping. Yes, I remember you. This is the other so-called star, the other co-star of the show, Miss Wanda Glaives. Hello, Miss Glaives. Ray Taylor smiled while playing the part of Johnny Owens. Really made him feel like he was a ladies' man. I'm Johnny O. So, Johnny O, what does the O stand for? Wanda asked. Owens. Or what the ladies does when she's with me. Most of my friends call me O. O. Charmaine laughed along with Wanda. I have to roll out, Wanda remarked while looking at her phone. Wait a minute. I skipped a little bit. This thing be jumping. I have to roll out, Wanda remarked while looking at her phone. I have some errands to run and a couple of people to see. Nice meeting you, O. Call me, sis. Wanda smiled and left her eating salad on the table. Something about Johnny O made her remember things in the past, like deja vu. Wanda shook her head, trying to let her thoughts end. Okay, Johnny O is related to the drug dealers they had in the first story. That's why she was having deja vu, because the drug dealers in the first story kidnapped Charmaine.
Okay, I remember that.
In the first story, they kidnapped Charmaine, so that's why she's having deja vu. And that's who Johnny O is.
Because
he's trying to get even with Charmaine again, but he's trying to romance her right now.
Right, right.
And Club Candies was the strip club that they had that Alexander Davis, who is Wanda's boyfriend, he had that club, Club Candies. He had three clubs. Well, three places of business. He has Club Indigo, which is the syndicated TV show that's all over the United States playing on TV. He also has Esperella's, that restaurant on the rich side of town. And he also had Club Candies, which was a strip joint. But they don't want it to be a strip joint no more since he let them be in charge of all three properties. So they're trying to think of what to do with it. And that's when the Gospel Jazz Club came up.
Okay, so Billy D, he wasn't in a story like the first time, right?
Yeah, he was. That's who, they were all going crazy, like the real Billy D.
Right, okay, okay. I kind of thought so, but I didn't know if that was the same one.
That's the same one.
You know,
but he's going to college now in Pennsylvania, at Penn State. So that's why he's up there. And he's a business major, too. But he was always a year older than them at the school because they got one more year. They're seniors now.
Right, right.
Okay.
And he's the one he's wanting to start up this gospel club, right? Because he wasn't always Because he wasn't always running like that as far as wanting to do anything gospel. I don't remember that.
No. He didn't want to do that. Because he was in high school then.
Right, but I mean, he never even had no inkling of going in that direction as far as a gospel club. Now, I could see him doing a jazz thing, but just purely jazz, but gospel and jazz mixed, I didn't see that in him.
Well, it is now. But like they said, gospel people like to spend money too. It's all about that dollar.
Hey, they got to live too.
Okay, the next scene. Later that evening at the Fields home, "Hello, Mama," a male's voice called out through the house. Sharon Fields came running out of her bedroom. "Junior, boy, you nearly gave me a heart attack. Mama, how are you?" Junior kissed his mother. "Hey, Mama Fields." Judy Payne walked in the door with him. "Judy," Sharon greeted her with the same hug and kiss. "Where's Wanda?" "Where's Wanda?" Junior asked, looking around the living room. "She had a photo shoot to do, and it's supposed to be with your group, One Love," Sharon informed them. "The rest of the group are on their way. We have a half hour to kill, and we decided to leave our luggage here, Mama," Junior told her. Sharon just looked at him. "Well, you both know the routine. Junior, in your old room, and Judy in Wanda's room, unless y'all done got married." No, Mom, not yet, Mother dear," Junior laughed, as Johnny Wonder walked out of the master bedroom. Oh, Johnny Wonder, this is Junior, my son. and Judy Payne from the group One Love. Sharon introduced him. Junior had a sour look on his face. We've met at our last concert here to end the season of Club Indigo. How are you, Junior? Johnny asked. I'm doing all right. Say, Johnny, could you, like, give me a hand with the rest of the luggage we have in this rental car? Okay, Junior. Johnny walked outside with Junior. As they got near the rental car, I have a question, Johnny. Yes, Junior? I do love your mother. No, Johnny. I want to know, how much do you love my mother? I want to know, are you serious or is it a fling? Junior asked. Johnny just shook his head and smiled. Your mother means the world to me, and I do care for her. This is not a fling at all. So it's serious for both of you. Junior, I will be living here to establish our relationship further. So, yeah, it's serious. Serious for both of us. Johnny spoke sternly, trying to get his point across. Junior looked at him. Just make her happy. The mayor messed it up with my mama. If she isn't happy, I will be there to talk to you about it. Don't worry about that, Junior. I intend to. Johnny smiled. Any thoughts on that? That's the end of the scene. Any thoughts on that?
Now, that's Wanda's brother, right?
Yeah, he's in the singing group.
Okay. Okay. I mean, you know, that. Hey, he seen that man in there with his mama. He wanted to make sure that mama, that, you know, mama gonna be good and that she gonna be straight. So, you know, he had to do what he had to do. I ain't mad at him.
Okay. The next scene. The next morning at Celebrity Inn Estates, which is a hotel, by the way. Hello, you. Penny Washington smiled at Selvis Q as she rolled over onto his chest. Just being with you is so wonderful. Selvis kissed her gently. You are the only one who can make me feel happy, Penny. I truly like that. Well, to tell you the truth, Q, you're the only one I've ever felt this way about. You make me feel wanted and needed. Unlike my past situations, everyone considers me this wild, loose woman with no feelings or scruples, but you treat me like you care. It is so nice to feel like that. Penny kissed his cheek. You just needed someone to love. I have feelings I thought I'd never have. The only woman I loved was my mom, but as she has left this life, now you come into mine. I really care for you, and you have filled the empty spot in my heart that would have been eating at me possibly forever. No need to be unhappy, baby. Penny kissed him slowly. I'm here to make your troubles go for as long as you need me. Possibly forever? Q repeated as he rolled on top of her, bearing her with passionate kisses. Okay. Back to my sister.
Oh, okay.
You was waiting on me to read the next one. Every look.
Yeah, because look. I'm like, I'm getting into it. I'm like, why you keep stopping?
But we supposed to discuss the scene. We
oh, okay. I'm sorry.
That.
That scene was too short to be a scene. That wasn't no scene. That's
well,
too short.
Sometimes you got to write short ones.
Right.
I mean, I couldn't elaborate no more unless you just wanted me to get X-rated. I wasn't going to write no more. I just let it go. Sometimes you got to let it go.
Yeah, I hear you. And if then you don't watch it, it's going to look like another love TKO.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting ready to say.
She might want to be careful just a little bit because Selvis seemed like he kind of smooth. You know.
Well, Selvis is Donald S. Darkin's son. Selvis has changed his ways because he was a gangster out of Kentucky, but he moved to New York local after his mom went there to see Donald. And then he found out while she was dying that they were father and son. They didn't know.
Right.
But
that, okay.
That's in the last story. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Next scene. Just across the hallway of the most elaborate hotel in New York local, which is the Celebrity Estates Inn, right across the hallway from Selvis and old girl that we just left, there was a knock on the door of Suite 490. Yes? Who is it? A Latin voice called out from the inside. Amuda Jones, Mr. Sanchez, is a Amuda Jones of AJ Investments. Senorita Jones, so nice of you to visit me here at Celebrity Inns, but I was coming down to your place of business. Pepe Sanchez opened the door of his suite. Amuda walked into the suite. Very nice. Sanchez closed the door. Yes, senorita. What is so important for us to discuss? Why are you, of all people, buying the Lane Estates? Is there yet another Escapez brother trying to take over New York local? Senorita Jones. Sanchez laughed loudly. You sound like an undercover cop or FBI agent. No, there is no other Escapez brother. Amuda looked at him seriously. Then why, sir? Why here? I received a substantial amount of money from Raymond and Juan Escapez and their wills. I love New York, the area, so I came here. No other reason. Amuda did not say a word. She heard him, but she did not believe him. All right, Mr. Sanchez. Sorry to have bothered you. Have a good day. She left out of the suite. Sanchez closed the door behind her, smiling. He waited, then clapped his hands. She smells so good. Juan Escapez came out from the back room. And she is very easy on the eyes. Sexy as ever. I cannot wait to kiss her again. Then why not expose yourself to her? Sanchez asked. Timing, my friend. I must do it at the right time. Like this shipment of tobacco. We need to know if the authorities will be on to us. So no drugs will be on that shipment. Time will be on our side, Pepe. This shipment will tell us a lot about word on the streets and our local police here in New York local. We will know exactly who is on our side, and then we will take care of the interference. Escapez laughed along with Sanchez. Okay. There was a gap between the reading. So you see, they're shipping drugs there, but they're going to have tobacco on the shipment, and they're trying to see whether the police is hip to them or whether they're going to, you know, investigate the ship, and then that way they'll know who's on their side. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Yeah, you don't want to get caught on the first one.
Right, right.
You want to find out whether people are ratting you out, trying to get you busted. So that's why they're putting tobacco on there. It ain't got nothing else to do with no marijuana, no drugs, no cocaine, no nothing.
Right, right.
Okay, next scene. Mr. Darkins, Alexander Davis walked through the underground entrance. Yes, Mr. Davis. Darkins walked into the front room and greeted his new friend. Very nice, Dee Dee. The security is like the military. Very tight. I'm impressed. Thank you, Alexander. My visibility must be protected, indeed. Darkins took a seat behind his desk. How are you, sir? Davis gave him the black briefcase. $58 million. I checked on your other accounts, and you are still roughly at $498 million worldwide. And your $2 million? Darkins asked. It's in my account, sir, just like you instructed me to do. Good, Davis. This playing dead activated all my accounts around the world. following my will. Darkest laugh. So no one questioned you about being Steph Watson? No, they didn't. It went smoothly. Why didn't you just let Watson go instead? When I had this will made out, I always figured Mr. Watson would outlive me. And that is why he was the beneficiary for all my business contacts. I did not want him involved. Everyone that knows me personally knows that Watson looks like my business contacts did not pan out. So I needed him to be at a distance from me. I wanted him to be safe. There are people still gunning for me. Basically, I wanted him safe to live his life. When I expose myself, come back from the dead as being alive, then it will be his choice to come back with me or not, Darkins answered. But with all your dealings in the past, Watson might still suffer from it, Davis added. Darkins shook his head in agreement. He might. I just want him to have his life. He has a young woman now. His first real relationship. Who am I to deny him that? One other thing, sir. Yes, Alexander? There is something going on in South America. I heard through the grapevine that the Escapes cartel is back, Davis reported. Q informed me of it already. There is an Escapes shipment coming into New York local the day of your opening. Q already tipped off the authorities. We will know on that night what is really going on, Darkin smiled. If you need me to be at the docks, I will be more than happy to find out the results of that shipment. No need, Alexander. Son, you have your opening night to attend. Q has this thing handled, Darkins insisted. Okay, sir, you take care. Davis gave him a pound and then headed out the back doorway of the underground home. Welcome back, Alexander. Darkins told him, knowing that he was just as powerful as Clint Berm and Selvis Q. Okay.
I know when Darkins do reveal himself, people are going to really be tripping when he comes back and from the dead.
But hey, he on top. As I wrote it, he's on top of everything that's going on.
That's what's going to trip them out because he knows so much, and they're going to be like, "What?" I can't wait to reveal himself.
Well, you know, we only on page 30, so you know it ain't happening now.
I already know.
At the Blackberry Dining Inn, Steph Watson entered to find Curtis Robinson sitting at a table waiting on him. Well, I see, sir. You don't waste time. Watson took a look at the table. Pancakes, salmon biscuits, fried eggs, grape and apple juice. You called me and said we needed to talk. And we do it over breakfast, your treat. Well, Curtis opened his arms over the table. Here you go, sir. All right, I agree. I understand. Watson grabbed a salmon biscuit as he took a seat. As you know, I've acquired Thug Alley. And I want to know, do you want to help me clean that place up? What do you mean, clean it up? I mean all the crime and drugs down there. I want it all gone, Watson told him. Then, sir, I suggest you leave. That will at least clean up half the dirt there. Curtis looked at him with a grin on his face. Robinson, I know for a fact you don't like me, but what I'm saying here is the truth. I'm trying to do the right thing. Darkin's death has changed my life. I really want to do something good and I would not ask you, but I do respect you, sir. I feel you are my equal, and I never felt like that about anyone. I believe I could trust you, and I hope in time you would trust me. We can do this, man. We can do this together. Curtis looked at him seriously. You make some good points. Let me think about it, Watson. I also want to clean up Thug Alley, and I believe what you say, then I'm in.
Well, I see Steve got a change of heart. I said Watson got a change of heart.
Yeah, because after, you know, he still thinks Darkins is dead. So after Darkins died, he's like, ain't no need of me doing no wrong no more. And they were kind of changing before Darkins actually faked his death, because Selvus Q's mama died, and it was because of him, because they were trying to kill him. And she died, and that kind of changed the whole attitude doing crime in the city.
Okay.
But of course, that's in the last story.
Right.
That evening at Esparella's, Linton Cole was giving out specific orders for his floor crew for open night, just as Charmaine, Wanda Glaze, and Ann Fletcher entered through the employee back door. Ladies and gentlemen, we want a pleasant atmosphere at Esparella's. We want our customers to feel the best eating sensation they have ever witnessed. Be courteous and let your section know you care about each and every one of them. Now let's bring it to them in the right way. Linton clapped his hands, and the floor crew went to their service stations in the large eatery. Charmaine, Wanda, and Anne clapped their hands as if he gave a speech for the UN. Inspiring words, sir, Anne remarked. Yeah, you really got your people motivated, Wanda smiled. Charmaine hugged him. I just knew you could do this thing, baby. You had the place looking good. Huh, Ann? Yes, Charmaine, things are looking real good. Ann replied while only looking at Linton. Come on, Charmaine. The doors are opening, and I want to check out the jazz group XPO. Wanda said as they leave Linton and Ann alone. As the jazz music began to fill the room, people started to pour into the large dining area. It's like people have been waiting all these months just to eat here, Charmaine remarked while looking around at all the people. Amuda Jones, along with Sneak Chandler, were among the customers. Oh, damn, just great, Wanda shook her head in disgust. But, Wanda, Amuda Bitch Jones is in line. Wanda, keep it civil. Don't trip on her. I will try, Charmaine. Wanda walked directly in front of Amuda and Sneak. Good evening and welcome to Esparella's, Wanda greeted them. I did not know that superstars dined here, Amuda smiled. You are usually at the Blackberry above standard. This is too high level for you, isn't it? Yes, it is high level, 5 stars. But we do own this place, Wanda informed her. She pointed at Charmaine. Amuda looked at her dumbfounded. Oh, is that right? I thought Alexander Davis was the elite owner of this establishment. Well, Miss Jones, Davis walked up from behind her and Sneak. That was the case. But now Miss Glaze here along with Miss Robinson do own this eatery. I do believe they did a splendid job. Don't you agree, Miss Jones? Amuda ignored him. Come on, Sneak. Let's find a table. They walked off rudely and in a quick manner. Wanda laughed. Bitch almost made me slap her rude ass face, AD. Wanda hugged him intensely. They kissed short and Sweetly. Ready Red, you and Sexy Chocolate have done a fabulous job. Redesign is sick, but we can't take all the credit. You see that dark-skinned brother over there talking, that pretty lady? Shane directed his view to the back of the dining room. The bartender at the Blue Club? Davis asked. You are so correct, Wonderful. Living Cool has put Esperellas back on map. Seems as though everyone has forgotten about that limo exploding here a year ago. Yeah, the one involving Muda Jones' friend. She is now with and Mr. Darkest female friend that died from that accident, Charmaine added. Again, girls, I'm proud of you both. Sexy Chocolate, here's the key to my room at the Celebrity Estates. You really need to get there when I get there. Davis kissed on the cheek. I have one business to tell you. Okay, D. I'll be there. Wanda smiled while looking at Davis, walked towards the exit. Girl, Charmaine screamed, AD sure looks good, and he loves him some sexy chocolate. Wanda laughed along with Charmaine, and I love him. Okay.
I'm so glad Wanda kept it civil. Because she looked like she was about to go off.
And you know, Wanda, you know, when you read this story a long time ago, Wanda and Amuda never got along, remember?
Right, right. And they were always sarcastic with each other. And
that's
yet,
because,
and they still were.
And that's because they used to go with Clint.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that was the main reason she didn't want Wanda going with Clint. And then she got busted with them drugs, remember?
Right, I remember.
That's all in this first story. But, of course, we're in a sex story. They kind of grew up.
Right, right, right.
Across the street from Esperellas. Good. I see Davis leaving. Follow him, Pepe. Juan S. Capez ordered. So Ramon had a hit on Darkens, which transpired to Darkens' lady friend being killed right at his restaurant. Escapez rubbed his chin. What, Juan? What are you thinking? Pepe said as he made the right turn, just like Alexander Davis did in his vehicle. I'm thinking that Darkens wanted to go to Atlanta for the sole purpose of killing his brother. I'm assured he had an invitation to find that billion-dollar treasure, but he wanted revenge for the death of his woman. The problem is, he was killed. That is what it looks like. Did you notice Senorita Jones with her male friend entering the restaurant? They tried to change the subject. Yes, I did. He looks like one of Darkin's men. The one that was supposed to be killed here that night also. Hey, look, every time I click this thing, it rolls down a little too far. Just letting y'all know. Did you hear me?
Yeah, I heard you, because I did it too. So I started using my arrow buttons, and it just goes down slower.
What arrow buttons? Because mine just clips out.
Are you using the scroll bar, or are you using your arrow buttons on your on your computer? I use the arrow buttons, and it goes down a little slower, because if you just use the arrow button, it does take it down too far.
Well,
like if you use the scroll bar, it does take it down too far, but if you use the arrow buttons on your computer, just hit it down once, then it just takes it a little bit at a time.
Okay, I'm back on my spot. Did you notice Senorita Jones and her male friend entered the restaurant? Yes, I did. He looks like one of Darkest men, the one that was supposed to be killed here in that hit. You are supposed to be dead yourself. Pepe reminded him. It looks as though you both cheated death. Yes, it seems so. I'm very interested in seeing where Mr. Davis is going so we can head back to the suite. Escapez smiled. Before coming back to life, he had to know all his enemies, their movements, and their dealings. If they were worth something to him before he had them killed. Straight gangster. Next scene.
Right.
Yes, Tammy. I will be there after this last meeting. Keep it hot for me. Clint Berm hung up the phone in his office. Mr. Berm, Bernard Franks, the head security of Trix Corporation, walked in the office. Yes, Mr. Franks. Mr. Davis is here to see you. Thanks, sir. Clint got up from his desk just as Davis walked in. They shook hands. Clint, the security here is tight, bruh. It has to be. You know that Sir X guy is still out here killing folks. Davis laughed. Yeah, isn't that right? But X hasn't killed anyone lately. No, there has not been any mysterious killings. Clint walked back to his desk. Nice office, Clint. Davis walked around to the window, tapped it. Bulletproof, huh? Right, AD. And soundproof also. Then why is it so bare up here on the floor at Trix? Davis asked while looking around. Oh, that's right. You don't know. I'm building a Trix multiplex building at the James Byrne Memorial. This building will be under lease except this top floor. I will give you and Selvis Q full control of this top floor for your different business dealings. Now, that's right on time, Clint. This top floor is the bomb. Thanks, my brother. It's all good. So what is up with you, Alexander? I just returned, and I met with Didi. I told them that the Escapez cartel is on the move. Escapez? The very person responsible for bombing your place, Esperellas? Clint asked. Right you are. But your ex-girlfriend is the owner now, and she is doing quite well along with Miss Robinson. Oh, I didn't know that. With the movie coming out, I didn't think she would have time to run a business. Clint was surprised. She's a very talented woman, Clint, and I think I'm falling in love with her, Alexander informed him. Clint did not say anything. He stood there in silence. Does this bother you? Davis asked, knowing that Clint and Wanda were together all through their teen years. Clint paused while looking at him. I would be lying if I said it did not, but I still wish you two the best, AD. Thanks, dog. Davis gave him a fist punch. One more thing about Esperellas. Well, about Escapez. His men will be here for a dock shipment. I tried to warn Didi about this, but he assured me that Q had it under control. Well, then there you go. If Didi says Q got it under control, then it's that, Clint replied. Yes, I understand, but I have a feeling they are coming for more than a shipment. I'm just giving you a heads up. Cool, and thanks for the info, AD. I'll be on the lookout for this cartel. That is all, my brother. You take care, and I'll see you at opening night. Davis left out his office. Clint shook his head in amazement. Wanda Glaze, a businesswoman? Your thoughts?
Clint still got a thing for Wanda. Why is he so surprised that she would be a businesswoman?
Because she still got one more year of high school.
Oh, stop.
You heard me. She still got one more year. Hey, do you remember from the last time I read this, and they asked Linton to be their manager at Esperellas, and he said,
yeah.
y'all got y'all business game together. I couldn't tell y'all was in high school. You remember?
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah, that's why Clint tripping. That's why I'm tripping. I wrote it. A businesswoman, what? That how they do that there?
Right.
Okay. From Pier Road on the Thug Alley side of town, Steph Watson was looking over a map. He figured if he was going to clean his little town, he would have to do it one long street at a time. He parked his car at one end, and as he did, he saw a black Mercedes pull in front of his car. The car looked familiar. Watson, hold up a minute, Curtis Robinson yelled out from the Mercedes. Check this out. I want to help you, but what is in it for me besides risking my life? $1 million, sir. I need you to do this with me. I can kick most people's ass, but not all of them at once, Watson told him. You serious, huh? Curtis sounded as though he did not believe what Watson had told him. $1 million? I'm down. Then it's all good. Watson smiled and had a check for $500,000. Here, $500,000 now, and the other half when I feel this dump is safe. Cool. Curtis put the check in his suit coat pocket. I've been checking out that house on the corner. A lot of folks running in and out of it, Watson spoke calmly. Looks illegal to me. Rock house, huh? You packing, Mr. Watson? Curtis asked. Always, son. We won't use them unless necessary. Agreed, Curtis said and pulled out his detective badge. Looks like we need to clean it out. After we do this, you know the police will have to be involved to condemn the building. Watson smiled. That is the very reason I wanted you for this job. They both headed towards the building. What do you want, man? A man approached him. A fix, brother. Curtis showed him his badge. A fix. 5-0. The man ran back in the house, warning the others. Groups of people started pouring out the front door as Curtis and Watson pushed their way through. They walked down the main hallway directly to the back. People were still running out frantically, trying to avoid the inevitable. Watson pulled out his 9mm and nodded to Curtis, who in turn kicked down the center room door at the end of the hallway. Watson jumped in front of the now forced open entrance with his weapon pointed in front of him. To their dismay, there were lines of cocaine plus plastic bags of it scattered on different tables throughout the room. Watson walked into the room, guided by his gun to check the room of all of his closets. We're clean, Watt Robinson. Curtis looked out the window that was open. I guess the main people got away. Yeah, I'm figuring it's somebody I know from my former life, Watson responded as he picked up a bag of the white powder, throwing it against the wall. Curtis was on his phone. Yeah, on Pier Road. The address, Watson. 1002 Pier Road, Watson told him while shaking his head. The police will be here soon. You did well, Mr. Watson. I can't believe I'm working with you on something we both believe in. Yeah, Robinson, I've changed, and I hope for the better. I can see it, Robinson. Watson, Curtis shook his hand, smiling. Your thoughts on that?
Well, I know he wasn't expecting not to find anything because it just kind of seemed like the way he wasn't expecting to find all the cocaine in it. And I know he had to be because he picked up the bag and threw it against the wall.
Yeah,
he was discouraged. I guess maybe that's what it was. Maybe he just was discouraged that it did happen, even though you know a certain situation is going to be the way it's going to be when you walk into it. But I figured that's what they went there for, so he kind of knew that. But he still was surprised.
And the dude said, 5-0.
Right.
Warning everybody, get out, get out. The next morning, Wanda Glaze rolled on top of Alexander Davis, looking at him happily. Sexy chocolate, he managed to say in a low voice. Wake up, sweetheart. Time is it? Wanda laughed a little. It's 7:32, and we have to be ready for the WKEY interview and photo shoot with One Love, since the first one was rained out. Are you sure? Davis kissed her. That you want me to hang with you all day? As I've told you, I have no problem with it. I'm in love with you, Wanda Glaze. I never felt like that about anyone. Wanda looked at him in shock. You never called me by my government name. She kissed him passionately. I love you also, Mr. Davis. I would love having you in my life for a whole day. Nothing else would please me more. Her cell phone began to play One Love's hit song, Love Me More. She put up her index finger as if to tell him to shh, and she said hello. Hey, Wanda. It was Charmaine Robinson. Your mother called, and I told her you were on your way to get Ann Fletcher since she did not know the way to James Byrne Memorial. Quick thinking, Charmaine, Wanda laughed. We will be out of here in a few. Good, because the lie I told your mom is reality. Ann really does not know the way. Charmaine laughed with her. She just called. We'll pick her up. Well, details. Your night? Good. Wanda was short. Your night with AD? Even better. Charmaine rolled her eyes. The sex? Great. Sounds like someone is in your mouth. Wanda looked at AD like a dentist. Well, we'll get back with you later at the shoot. I'm happy for you, Wanda. AD seems to love you. He does. I'm out. One. Charmaine hung up smiling. Her best girl was in love with Alexander Davis. She wondered how Clint will feel about that.
Clint ain't happy. I said Clint ain't happy.
But Clint is with Tammy now.
I know. That don't matter. He was with Wanda all through school. Sometimes you can't forget your first love. And they was together for a long time, too.
Okay. As you read the story, you'll be going, oh, okay.
Probably, but that's what I'm saying now, because they were together for a long time. Clint and Wanda went through, back in the first story, they was in school together, and she was in love with him.
Yeah,
and he was in love with her, so, you know.
But they broke up after the drug dealing and all that.
Yeah. And probably, you know, and he probably really meant that seriously to AD, you know, as far as telling him that I'm happy for you too. And I'm sure he did, but you still got some feelings there. That, you know, that's just natural.
Wallace Mitchell that morning was in his office, waiting on his 8:15 appointment. Sir, Senor Mitchell, Pepe Sanchez was at his door. Yes, sir, Mr. Sanchez. Correct? Yes, sir. I believe I have an appointment with you. Come in, take a seat. Mitchell instructed as he opened his office door. Mitchell walked behind his desk without closing the door. How can I serve you? I'm a businessman and the docs concern me. Security situation, Pepe spoke. Well, Mr. Sanchez, you should not be talking to me about this. Maybe you should be talking to security down at the docks. My partner does not think so. He thinks we should talk to you exclusively. Mitchell looked at Pepe very seriously. Really? Who is this you are talking about? Sanchez smiled as he got up from his seat and waved for someone to come through the open office door. The man walked in the room with a black suit on and dark sunglasses. His hair was neatly trimmed. His complexion was a little darker than Sanchez's. He began to speak. Mitchell, you know me because he took off his glasses. I know you. Mitchell looked in shock. Escapez? But how? I'm alive. The how part does not matter. But you were killed in prison. Escapez walked closer to Mitchell's desk. Again, I would not dignify that with an answer. I believe I'm alive and well, as you can see. I request your help on the docks. Matter of security. Security, Mitchell replied back. They will turn the other way when my business arrives, for only tonight. They will raid my ship, and they will find nothing but tobacco, Escapez instructed. Mitchell was looking crazy. And the purpose of this? To detour whoever is wanting to find out exactly what this shipment is about, Escapez smiled. This sounds almost something Darkest would do. Would request, but too bad the poor devil is dead. Is that all, Escapez? Mitchell asked. It is all for now, Mayor. And if I refuse, then what? Escapez turned to Pepe, who laid the sheets of paper on the mayor's desk. What is this? Mitchell picked up the papers. A ledger of all your movements from the past month. You see, Mitchell, I could have had you killed any time I wanted, but you, being the mayor, may have some use for me. Escapez laughed. You're as low down as Darkins ever was. Lower. Escapez walked out the office, followed by Sanchez. Okay.
Wow. What kind of movements was he doing? Was he doing some illegal stuff, the mayor?
No, it was just he had times and dates when he went to a restaurant, when he went to the movies, when he went to work, when he came back home. He had them followed. That way he knows where he's at all times, and he gave him the impression, I can have you killed anytime I want to because I know where you're at.
Okay, got it.
Yeah, that's what messed him up. Like, yo, you got dates where I was at?
Wait till we find out Dawkins is alive. That's really going to mess with him.
Who are you talking about, with the mayor, or it's going to mess up Escapez?
Escapez.
And the mayor, too.
Right.
Well, everybody, really.
Everybody, really. He's thinking that this move with this boat coming in with the shipment is a move that Dawkins would have done. Till Dawkins. He might even see, well, here I am telling you with the story. You wrote it, so. This is how I would write the story. Give you my little 2 cents after the show.
So how's it going, Albert? All good? Ray Perkins spoke through the New York local prison phone to the other side of the glass wall where Albert Bell was. "I'm hanging," Albert said while looking behind Ray to see a very pretty black girl walking to the next booth over. He muttered, "Must be Phillips' lady." "Someone there on lockdown with you?" Ray asked. "Yeah, one cool brother. Anyway, tell me about the Robinson girl." "I'm Charmaine Robinson's friend. We kind of close," Ray informed him as he smiled thinking about it. "Good." Albert shook his head happily. "You keep playing the game. I will be out this bitch in 11 months. Then we can get justice for our brother Jimmy. She is fine, Al. I need to hit that at least once before we go in on this hoe." Albert threw his hand in the air. "Whatever, kid. Just don't get too close to this chicken head, all right?" "I won't. It's just part of my plan to sucker her in as Johnny O," Ray told him. "What? Johnny O? Who is that nigga?" Albert sounded upset. "Me!" Ray got louder, then looked around, realizing he was in prison. "I almost forgot where I was." "You need to chill out on. You need to chill out on that yelling. How is Q doing? Is he taking over New York local?" Albert asked. "Your boy Q split up from the crib, and he's doing his own thing." "What?" Albert sounded in shock. "Where is he?" "I think he's at the Celebrity Estates, kicking it with some chick. Her name is Penny Washington," Ray informed him. "Yeah, I know her. Real fine. She dipped out the house." "So he dipped out the house, huh?" Albert replied disgustedly. It looks like it. Him and T. Little and Kenny Reeves, they still live there. But Q is doing things different now. No illegal businesses, no drugs. He's operating like he is the man, but through business ventures instead of underground crime." Albert kept shaking his head. "He's turned soft on us. What is really going on with Q?" "I must say he changed," Ray remarked. "One thing is, he's making more money than ever. Smart move to be on the right side of the law." "Yeah, right. Just don't lose your focus on Robinson. She has a brother who's a detective, and he's responsible for your brother's death," Albert told him in a low voice. Ray shook his head, knowing that he would make progress very soon with one Charmaine Robinson. Okay.
Interesting.
That explains the story why this guy come in there talking like, you know, Johnny O. Because Albert Bell and Jimmy Perkins, remember in the first story, was the ones who kidnapped Charmaine. And it was over
right.
The drugs. She was getting drugs from him, but then she tried to be smart and not pay nobody.
See.
Because they were getting her anyway. They were having sex with her, and she thought it was all good when it really wasn't. And then they started raping her. Yeah. So that's the backstory on that.
Okay.
At the James Byrne Memorial, the photo shoot was fantastic. Ann Fletcher remarked to Wanda Glaze and Charmaine Robinson as they were changing clothes in their private dressing room. "And your brother, Junior, girl," Charmaine yelled out loudly. "He is so fine. I might have to snatch him up from Judy Payne for real." Wanda laughed along with Ann. "I doubt that. You just straight hot, ho." "Look who's talking, Ann. This girl spends the night with someone we all know." Charmaine smiled. "Not AD," Ann asked happily. Wanda did not say a word, and she mentioned love. "Love has entered her life," Charmaine announced. okay, Wanda, what is the deal? And looked at her very seriously. Wanda just smiled as she was putting on her black blouse. I love AD. I just realized it this morning. And shook her head understandably. So that is why he is here with you? Yes, Anne. And yes, Anne, and other reasons is he here to offer to take you and Charmaine here to the Blackberry Inn for lunch. I love AD too. Charmaine yelled out happily. I guess I would too if he was taking me to lunch. I have to pass y'all. I'm meeting Linton at Esperella's, and informed them. Home girl, Charmaine hugged her. You works fast. He called me last night and wanted to see me. Since his opening night for Club Indigo, tonight I decided to see him at lunch, if that's cool, Anne asked. No, sweetie, it's cool. Wanda waved her hand. I'll be back here at 7, Anne walked out of the dressing room. Okay, so what you call it, Wanda is kind of happy that she's in love and they were teasing her. And
right.
and your girl is hooking up with Lynn Cole, so it kind of worked out on that end, too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here we go again. Elsewhere, on the other side, basically, of the James Byrne Memorial in the same building area. So, hello, Alexander Davis. Junior Glaze shook his hand in the hallway of the elaborate complex. Junior Glaze, it's my pleasure. Davis smiled. So, how's the tour going? It's going well. The Love Me More tour has been very successful. Davis chuckled. You know, Wanda has that song, Love Me More, playing on her cell. Oh, really? Junior got serious. I know it's not none of my business, but I want to know, how are you and my baby sister? Are you guys okay? Yeah, we are all right. Davis turned to walk away. It's really not your business. Wait a minute, Davis. I know who you are. Davis stopped suddenly and slowly turned. My thing skipped again, Cookie. I figured that you would get your attention. I know of your ruthless business dealings in Chi-Town and L.A. I don't want my sister mixed up in that shit. I've never said this to you because I did not know, but it might be best if you don't see her no more. For one, Junior, I don't care how you feel about me. This is between myself and Wanda. And who are you to criticize anyone's relationship, Mr. I Can Have Sex with the Town Ho? Davis remarked. Even she is a changed lady now. I care about Wanda also. That is all, Junior yelled loudly. I happen to care about that lady too. I love her very much. Davis got just as loud. A.D., Junior, Wanda called out as herself and Charmaine entered the hallway with others from around the corner. What in the hell is going on? Yeah, you two, we can hear y'all all the way down the hall. And in our rooms, Charmaine told them. Are you ready? Davis looked at Wanda and Charmaine. Me and your brother are finished here. Yes, we are. Junior walked down the hallway. A.D.? Wanda looked at him in surprise. I happen to disagree with your brother, that's all. Enough of that. Today is time for celebrating. Come on, girls, let's do just that. Shall we? Davis grabbed both their hands and led them out the lobby. Well, your thoughts? He knows that
Junior and AD gonna end up.
And Junior know that he did some illegal craziness.
Right.
But what he don't know, that I'm gonna have to give it away anyway. Alexander Davis is Sir X, the Hitman.
Mm-hmm.
But you didn't know that.
He hasn't stopped doing any dirty stuff.
But hey,
he hasn't stopped.
They pay $200,000 to kill somebody, but he did stop because he was gone handling Dee Dee's business overseas. So that's why Clint asked him in the office. Well, Clint don't know he's Sir X. Clint said, "You know that Sir X guy is around." And then Davis said, "Well, he hasn't done any killing, has he?" Because Davis know he ain't did no killing because he's Sir X. He was the one.
Right.
He was the one out of town. He couldn't do no killing.
Mm-hmm.
Bullets don't reach overseas.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Steph Watson, that evening was at Esparella's with Pam Jason having dinner. This is really nice, Steph. Dinner at Esparella's. Pam remarked while eating her shrimp salad. They sure do eat a lot of shrimp salads on this.
Anyway. I was getting ready to say that. You sure got
them
eating a lot of shrimp salads together.
They eating a lot of. I need to change that to a beef Wellington.
Or something, you know, chicken salad. You know, that'd be good.
Hey, some filet mignon.
Okay.
Not filet, filet mignon.
I know.
That's like when we say we getting ready to sing a cappella, we all the time say,
uh-huh.
I'm getting ready to sing Acapulco.
Acapulco. Yes.
Acapulco. And a filet mignon steak. I need a filet mignon. Anyway, as she was eating her shrimp salad. Well, I'm happy you like it. Watson took a sip of wine out of his glass. I just wanted to have a night out with my sweetheart. You are so nice, Pam smiled. So how's it going with Thug Alley? It's going well. Mr. Robinson actually helped me yesterday. We disbanded the crack house. What? Pam responded in shock. He helped me on getting rid of a crack house. We worked together very well, I might add. Watson explained. The waiter walked up to the table. Excuse me, phone call for Mr. Watson? All right, Watson said as he walked to the front. Yeah, Watson here. Senor Watson, this is Juan Escapez. What? Watson got a little loud, and the customers were looking his way as they entered the restaurant. This is Juan Escapez. Quit playing, Joker. Escapez is dead. Both of them. I will get to you for the death of my brother, Ramon. I just called to tell you that. And your date is very pretty. Watson looked around the restaurant. Again, whoever you are, I don't believe a damn thing you said. For the record, I'm not responsible for that punk Ramon's death. You will believe soon, Senor Watson. Watch your back. With that, the phone went dead. Watson stood there with a crazy look on his face. Escapez, he thought to himself. Could Juan Escapez be alive? Could he be here in New York local? Robinson would have to know about this phone call. Okay,
it's getting deep. It's getting deep. They're getting ready to reveal themselves.
You just like that part, don't you?
Yes. But I like the whole story, though. But I like it, you know, when you get to that part, the action part. Like something getting ready to go down, then you change a scene. I'm like, oh, man, we need to get back to that scene.
Yeah, you sound like the kids when they were reading it when I used to work at the jail cell. They said, we don't want to play Officer Jeter. We just want to read the story. That was the first one I had. Well,
that's
I'm going to end
like, I don't want to talk about this scene. I want you to keep reading so I can get into it.
Well, I gotta end it here because we're getting ready to go off. But that's part two. That's the end of part two. You see what page we're on? We're on 51 now.
Yeah.
You were reading as I was reading it, right?
Mm-hmm. I was following along. Yeah.
I know you were like, he throwing extra words in my part.
Yeah, I was like, okay, he ad-libbing because that ain't in here.
No, it ain't.
Right. But that was good.
Yeah, so you see how it's coming together with Watson trying to clean up Thug Alley, but now he getting threatened because Escapez don't know who killed his brother because Darkins is supposedly dead. You see how Wanda is getting with her girls about, you know, doing their business thing as far as Esperella's opening, and they're getting ready to have opening night at Club Indigo. They did the photo shoot with One Love, and of course Junior busting out Alexander Davis. Then Clint and his feelings about Wanda, and Selvis and his feelings about Penny Washington, the town hoe, who was with Junior, who was with the mayor, and who was with Wanda's dad, George.
Right.
That's all in the first story. So I'm just
giving you
a recap, and then also Ray Taylor trying to seduce Charmaine so they, once old boy gets out of jail or prison, they can kill her.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so many stories going on, just like a real soap opera.
It really is. Except in this soap opera here, folks better watch their back. You know, because I'm like, there's going to be some killing going on. People sitting in restaurants watching you while you on the phone talking to them. Oh, it's crazy.
Yeah, how they know that? But you know,
right.
Escapez got he told the mayor, I've been watching you at all these different stops. I can kill you anytime I want to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's crazy. It's crazy.
Yeah, it is. It is.
All right, then, sis, let me thing with oh, wait a minute, I see Austin online. Austin, are you there? Austin. Well, I see a phone number in here, so I thought it was Austin. Say what?
I thought maybe it is. I don't know. Did he
answer? No, it ain't Austin. No, wait a minute. Let me go back. I thought it was somebody. 740. Who is on the line? It's a mystery guest. Who is on the line? It might be him. I'm clicking back out. But thank you, sis, for answering and coming on.
Hey, you're welcome. Anytime.
And I'm getting ready to play a song out. This is Dummy for Love by me. Until next Thursday when we supposedly do Night Court 33, 34, whatever number it is. I'll see you on Thursday. Good night.
Got me.
Got
question
love.
Whether it's right, or it's wrong, Yeah.
Whether she loves me,
speak on it. Is it wrong for me to just kiss you, then lock you in my arms cause I miss you, and make love through the night? That carrying on will keep us straight, yo. Keep us tight, but you get side talk, just lipping with the panties in a bunch. straight tripping, got me loud talking. I'm flipping, find another big booty, I'm dipping. But is that the right way for me to go? Living life on the streets, trying to be a hoe. Pretty ass lips, thighs, here I go. But the pounding in my heart, saying, yo, nigga, no. And I wonder, can I just love ya? Set no one higher, anyone above ya. This is what real niggas made of. I can't fall for dummy love. So you say you just love me when you act like all above me, and I just wanna hold you tight. Say things to pick, just gotta have a fight. I want your love to get naked. You're telling me you can't take it. I'm so hot you could bake it. Lay down, close your eyes, then fake it. Nah, ain't nobody here being real. I'm popping off things that I feel, 'cause my heart's been damaged. I can't cope or even manage. I guess love is being true, 'cause it hurts a lot loving you. So you say you just love me when you act like all above me. What?
Start saying the same thing over again, I get confused.
Just say the drop.
Why can't I just write it?
Because you're tripping. I don't need it perfect. This is ATACP. We make you feel at home.
Oh, we just doing a 10-second drop?
Yeah, we do it in. No. People of America, see what I got to work with?
Oh, this is a recording. No, you know what? I'm not doing it. Click, I'm turning it off. I'm going to send you your drop.
No.
Yes.
I need a quick drop now.
Pat, I get the words out. I make sure the vocabulary works right. I make sure I don't use the same sounds. I put a lot of work into my drops.
I got a question. Why do you like to pre-record? I know the show is called Recorded Live, but you take anthem into that. You take it literally. I'm going to record it, but it's going to be live.
Yeah, it's going to be live. It just ain't going to be live right now. I'll send you, I do your drop. Or let me think about it.